I'm just letting everybody know I love to be loved. Okay. I do think everybody is crazy when they say really amazing things about me. I'm like, they need spectacles. They are crazy. They're just biased. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, keep it coming. I really love it.
I even show it like the other day, like I'd shown it to my driver and I said, what do you think of it? And he said, haan, matlab, utna maza nahi hai. I was like, so glad that he said that.
And we, as artists, we should know how to differentiate between just like putting you down criticism and constructive criticism, because constructive criticism really helps you grow.
Koimoi.com.
On that note, as an actor and a filmmaker, tell me, both of you, how do you draw a line between unfair and constructive criticism that comes your way?
I think it's the it's a lot to do with intent, and you can see it very, very clearly. I mean, sometimes I'm amazed at the things I read or I see, not necessarily about my film or my work or whatever, but even others. I'm just like, you know, you can clearly see there is something else at play over here, and it's not quite, you know, I mean, it's, but I feel like we can't control that, can we? Now it's up to them and their integrity, the people who are possibly talking about certain things, and whether they are being honest about what it is that they are talking about. And if you're talking about like reviews, etc., that's different, and including people. But I think that constructive criticism is in fact very, very, very important. And we, as artists, we should know how to differentiate between just like putting you down criticism and constructive criticism, because constructive criticism really helps you grow and helps you change certain things, helps you look within. Like, you know, the first 10 minutes, you might be petulant and be like, no, that's not true, that's not fair. But if that person is valuable to you, and you hold that person in you respect that person and their opinion, or if that person has made a point, it does get into your head, and you do then, you know, think about and work towards it. And I do feel that, you know, as artists, at least I always tell myself this: I am not bigger than the work, than the art form. I'm just like one spoke in that large wheel, you know, with so many people who go towards creating that film, and I should never be bigger than the art form, and I should not believe my own myth. I mean, and that is when I will be able to take the criticism. And trust me, I keep my own team people, whether it's hair, makeup, or my manager, or my family, or anybody, they tell me off as they think right, and I listen to them. I might sulk for a bit, but I do listen. I'm okay with that.
That's true. But you need that.
Same for me. In fact, I don't have to even think about it, because in fact, it's a problem for me. I'm trying to work over it, is that I tend to look at my work with too much of critical lens. Okay. And it comes in the way of appreciation, because crew members and actors and everybody need appreciation. But I am so critical of my work that I constantly look down upon it. And I want to find a way to be able to be seeing it that, okay, fine, some things are working. This is good, or this is amazing, you know. I don't have that, and I thrive on criticism a lot. I'm trying to change that.
I'm just letting everybody know I love to be loved. Okay. I do think everybody is crazy when they say really amazing things about me. I'm like, they need spectacles. They are crazy. They're just biased. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, keep it coming. I really love it. Thank you.
But let's be real. You don't get bad reviews. Okay.
I know, it's so nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So blessed. Really.
Yeah. So these guys might just kick me out. I would like to ask you, Neeraj, about the backlash on the same lines. Tell me one thing, Neeraj. For example, Sacred Games 1 and 2 was compared, and there were brutal comparisons. Does that make you change anything in your working pattern?
Of course, you have to learn from what goes on. And I mean, I do accept the challenges that it comes with. And I am constantly looking back at my work, and I'm constantly asking people. Like, you know how Aditi was saying, like, I even show it like the other day, like I'd shown it to my driver and I said, what do you think of it? And he said, haan, matlab, utna maza nahi hai. I was like, so glad that he said that, you know, because he was expecting something else. So
was he saying that about Gili Pucci?
No, not about Gili Pucci. No. Another ad film. Okay. So So I'm just saying it's essential for us to be so grounded and to be at that. And I'm always, I always want fair criticism. You know, otherwise you'll become vain. You know, you'll become something else. And that is the idea of, that's why it's called a critique, is that you have to be unbiased towards it. You have to be objective towards it. You can't be subjective. You can't have your acquaintances have an implicit bias on your critique. So I'd want that. Koimoi.com.